This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and today a story I know will move your heart. It's sad, it's hard to hear, but there's also victory and pain, and when we have Jesus, he's the one that brings healing. So the book I'm talking about and the author behind it is Uncollapsible Soul, and I hope that gives you a little inspiration knowing something happened, but God can bring hope and healing. His name is Mike Noriega. He is an author and a public speaker, and he has this new book, Uncollapsible Soul. How do you endure a broken heart without crushing your spirit? Good question. Mike, first, thank you for being here. Tell me why you wrote this book and what's the story?
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I wrote this book because on June 24th, 2021, I got a middle-of-the-night phone call that you never hope or think you will ever happen. And essentially, my grandmother's building had collapsed in the middle of the night in Surfside, Florida.
Yes.
And when I showed up, there was 55 apartment units that had just collapsed. And 98 people were killed, and my grandmother was one of them. Wow. And it was a very traumatic experience.
Yes.
It was a very painful experience. But my grandmother, she lived such a life from an overflow of God's love.
Amen.
That I didn't think people should know how my grandmother died as much as they understood how much she lived, how well she lived.
Yes.
And so I heard Mark Batterson say one time, or actually read, that he said, an inheritance is what you leave behind for someone, but a legacy is what you leave behind in someone.
So good.
And so her legacy is the love she left in me. And so I wrote this book really not just to tell my grandmother's story, but to share many of the other stories that have had a huge impact in my healing. And I wanted to bring hope through heartbreak and lessons that each of these family members that I developed a relationship with after the collapse and how they helped me in my healing.
So good. First, I say so sorry what happened and that you had to go through that grief. And I know it's still fresh. You know, you don't get over the loss of someone you love. We all feel that way about those that we've missed and love. But how did you get to a point where you had relationships with all these other families and could tell their stories?
Well, about 10 months after the collapse happened, I was added onto a WhatsApp chat with these families, and I had never met them before. The reason why is my father's a local police chief.
Okay.
So while all of the families were at the family reunification center during all of the craziness, I was there in front of the building, in front of the collapse site with the first responders.
My word.
And so once I was added onto that chat, I just started to grow relationships with them. And as I heard their stories, I grew a relationship with a woman, Raquel Oliveira, that lost her five-year-old son and her husband. I grew a relationship with Angela and Devin Gonzalez, that they actually fell about 10 stories down with the building and survived.
Wow.
But Devin lost her dad. Angela lost her husband. And so these stories really, they helped me to empathize.
Yes.
From such a different perspective, but I also had to relive it from a different perspective, which was a tough part.
This is so hard, but at the same time, it's so inspiring that you've shared this, that you're sharing your story and your soul and your heart through all this, and how a broken heart can also be healed. I wish we had an hour, Mike, but I'm saying the book can bring healing to you and someone that's gone through loss. Mike, what's the final word you want to say to someone that is broken today?
Well, what I'd like to say is the book is based on Psalm 34:18, that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and he rescues those that are crushed in spirit. He's near to a broken heart because a broken heart's unavoidable. We all go through pain, loss, and grief. Even Jesus didn't opt out of grief. He went through sorrow. But a crushed spirit is losing your faith, your hope, and your purpose, like a bird without wings or a well that has no water. He's with us so that our spirits don't have to be crushed, and there is hope through heartbreak.
Amen. That's such a good word. Mike Noriega, thank you. Speaker, author of the book, Uncollapsible Soul. It's on my Conversations link right now. I pray it's a blessing to you. At star883.com, just click on Conversations.